Energy prices. It is the biggest household expense in the country right now, possibly into the future. Well, you'd have to think so, because prices are climbing. Seems to be little anyone can or is willing to do about it to put the brakes on. Today, crucial meeting in Brisbane, the COAG Energy Ministers. Top of the agenda, the recommendations of the Finkel Review. And on top of that list was the controversial proposal for the clean energy target for electricity generators. Now, we've just heard in the news it didn't get agreed on. They couldn't come to a consensus. So is there anything that was resolved to bring some relief on electricity prices? Josh Frydenberg, the Federal Energy Minister, is on the line. Minister, good afternoon. Can you give us any hope at all that electricity prices can be brought under control in the near term?
I can. And today's meeting did agree a substantial number of reforms to get a more affordable and secure system. In fact, 49 out of the 50 Finkel recommendations were agreed by all the energy ministers from across the country, except one. Victoria was not able to agree to lift its restrictions on gas exploration, which was a pity because it means states like Queensland have to continue to do more of the heavy lifting. But what we need to do is ensure we don't have another statewide blackout like we saw in South Australia. We need wind and solar companies to provide their own storage, just as you would get from thermal generators like gas and from coal. And we do need to ensure that all the new technology that people are using to choose the amount of power that they use and when they use it are enhanced and encouraged by the rules of the system. So I think today was a good day, but there continues to be more to be done.
All right, well, tell me about the 49. Which one of them and how are they going to bring down my power bill?
Well, firstly, if you get coal-fired power stations closing overnight, then that only increases electricity prices.
Of course.
We saw that happen with Hazelwood. And we had 6 months' notice for the closure of Hazelwood, and we've had 9 coal-fired power stations close across Australia in just the last 5 years. And here in Queensland, you get 90% of your power from coal and from gas. Hmm. Now, what we agreed today is that companies can't close their coal-fired power stations or gas-fired power stations without giving a minimum 3 years' notice. Now, that's going to be absolutely critical in stabilising the system. The other thing that we did, which will put downward pressure on prices, is we announced that the Commonwealth is going to be restricting gas exports, and that's important because what we're seeing now is we export two-thirds of what we produce, is that there is less gas in the system and less, and that means higher prices. So that was another good thing. And what you've also seen in Queensland, as well as you've seen in other states, is the poles and the wire companies, right, the transmission, the distribution companies, gaming the system and charging consumers too much. So what we at the Commonwealth level have done, and we're being followed and supported by the states, is to get rid of what is the appeals process, which has been able to shortchange consumers by more than $6 billion across Australia in just the last few years alone.
Josh, these are little bits that are nibbling around the edges, because isn't the CET, that's the big ticket item, that's the headline act, that needs to happen to bring some sort of uniform policy that industry has certainty to be able to invest in, so they can build new generators, regardless of which way it goes, if it's renewables, if it's coal-fired, whatever. They need some sort of certainty to say the goalposts won't change. That's got to be the thing that needs to get ticked off, isn't it?
Well, you're right that the clean energy target was a significant recommendation out of the Finkel Review. But as I said to the energy ministers today, we got that review 5 weeks ago. And in record time, we have committed to the implementation of 49 of those recommendations. Now, the clean energy target, if it was adopted, would only be implemented from 2019-2020. So we don't need to rush the decision about the clean energy target due to an artificial timetable put forward by our political opponents. What we need to do...
Now, investors would disagree, right, though. Industry would disagree. They've been waiting 15 years for this.
Well, they have been waiting too long, but they wouldn't disagree that the policy parameters need to be got right. That's the main thing that they're interested in. Good policy, because good policy at the end of the day is good politics. So I think we need to focus on doing the proper sums, understanding the ramifications of any policy decision, and as you say, creating the level of certainty so we can get that new investment. Because you know what? the last coal-fired power station that was built in Australia was here in Queensland, in Kogan Creek, in 2007. And the last gas-fired power station built in Australia was in Victoria in 2010. We haven't got enough.
And that's the whole point, Minister, the fact that no one wants to invest in any power generators because they have no idea what is going to be the playing field in a couple of years' time. They need that certainty. They need to know that the goalposts aren't going to change. Hell, they need to know where the field is. That's what needs to happen. And I know it's about getting policy right, but 2019, 2020, they're looking at this now so they can build into the future. And you build more generators, more supply, then the prices go down.
And nothing you said there I would disagree with. They need to know what the field is that they are playing on, what the investment climate and the regulatory climate is.
And right now you've got the states, they're going to go it alone. Because that's going to be ordinary. No one's going to invest in that. They're going to pick a state, and then that could change down the way too. That there's no uniformity here. It's like a patchwork quilt.
Well, if the states go it alone, they will be undermining the confidence in their own system and the national system at the same time. We saw, for example, what going it alone meant for South Australia. They said, their premier said, Jay Weatherill, they were conducting a, quote, big experiment. One of their ministers said that South Australia was a living laboratory. Well, as a result of that, they became the first state to lose all their power, which cost them hundreds of millions of dollars and undermined the public's confidence in their system. We can't afford to have states go it alone. National problems require national solutions. And if you want uniformity, then the Commonwealth government and the states have to be on the same page. And we're just saying to the states, don't stop your political posturing and just wait for the Commonwealth to work through this issue.
You've got your own internal party fractions there trying to say which way they need to go. I mean, are you being held hostage because of the right of the coalition will not accept the CET? I mean, you've got Craig Kelly running around claiming people are dying because of renewable energy.
Look, I'm not being held hostage by anyone. What I'm focused on and what my colleagues are focused on is cheaper power and more reliable.
When's it coming?
Well, we're doing things every day that are helping to deliver that, including some of the changes we've already made to the system. So today was a real step forward, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. Yes, there was a bit of political posturing by the Labor states, nothing new there. But we will get this policy right in due course, in the right time, and the public wouldn't expect anything less from us.
All right, Minister, appreciate your time this afternoon. The Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg. Out of the 49, it's great to say we got 49 out of 50, but the big ticket item is the CET. Now, again, I said this earlier in the program, this is not a climate change debate. It's either going to be renewables, it's either going to be coal-fired, whatever it's going to be, just make a decision. Because industry, those who want to invest into into generators, regardless of what they are, they don't know where to put their money. You heard the minister just say, the last one that was built, 2007? And then earlier this decade? Because no one wants to invest into a power generator because they don't even know what the playing field's going to be. That's too much risk. I go, no, we're just going to wait. Now, while they sit back and wait, the amount of power generators are dwindling. He spoke about Hazelwood closing down, and all the others are closing down. That's because they've run out the end of their tenure. They've hit their use-by date. So we need new power generators, be it renewable, be it coal-fired. Just make a call. Make a decision. That's what big business, that's what industry needs so they can invest into this. And you know what? It's easy, simple supply and demand. Even my grade 12 economics knows that. You build more power generators, you increase supply, prices drop. It's not going to happen overnight because it takes a few years for these things to build. But while they're sitting on their hands and can't come to an agreement, we're all shot. We're all shot.